Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me? Hacker? To you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time.
Adventures in cyberspace.
The chase is on.
Just wait.
Cyberspace, the final frontier. My mission? Protect Motherboard, help Marble, and keep cyberspace safe from Hacker.
Woo! That's a lot of mission for a fight. I think I need a break. Where's that invitation?
Dear Digit, come visit our fair city, home of fun and games, bright lights, and good times. A respite for the weary. Look me up first. Your friend, Madam Incognita. Wonder what my chances are of having fun at our fair city. Probability, high. Make that very high. Bada bing, bada boom.
Nice pop. No prize. Who's next?
I am.
I want my prize.
You said if he pops a balloon, there'd be a prize inside.
We said maybe there'd be a prize. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and sometimes we're close.
You'd think it was our fault they all lost.
I'll go see how the boss lady's doing. Oh, yeah, we are. Good. When we first got here, customers were falling out of the sky. Now...
Sorry, lady.
Digit.
Do I know you?
Oops. No.
Oh, welcome to our fair city. Looking for a fun game?
Yeah, sure. You know where I could find Madam Incognita?
Oh, right this way.
Okay, Mr. Birdman. Ready to play Madam Incognita's Four Zergons and Hat game?
Tell me the rules again.
Four Zergons. Number 1, 2, 3, 4. I drop the Zergons in the hat. You pick two Zergons, multiply the numbers. If the answer is odd, you win the hat. And lovely Maria goes for a swim. If the answer is even, you take the swim. It's simple.
Let me think. Odd numbers, even numbers. There's just as many of each. Sounds fair to me.
Then close eyes and pick.
Odd will do the job. Two Zergons, number 2 and number 4. 2 times 4 is... Uh-oh.
8. Even number. You lose. Bye-bye, Bernie.
No! Okay, I can deal with not winning the hat, but why am I in a cage? A cage? A cage! Let me out of here!
Hang on!
Wow, a cyber amusement park!
Totally cool.
Our fair city. But why are we here?
I don't know. Motherboard's virus kicked in before she could finish telling me.
Mother B!
I'm back.
What's our mission, Motherboard?
Digit is really in danger. Games you are playing, not fair.
What games?
Find them. Find Digit. Find Digit.
Again.
I don't get it. Why would Digit be in danger in a fun place like this?
Easy. Who likes fun and games more than Dig? No telling what trouble he's got himself into.
Taxi, anyone?
Yeah, us. Lucky you stopped.
Lucky is right. Lucky's my name and luck's my game.
That's what we need. Games! Can you take us to them?
That'll be 50 snelfoos.
But we don't have any snelfoos.
Tell you what, I'll flip you for the ride. Heads, you win, you get a free ride. Tails, you lose, you wash my cab.
Wash your cab?
Come on, Inez, take a chance. Only two ways it can land, heads or tails, right?
Correct.
And heads comes up just as often as tails.
So half the time we'll win, and half the time Lucky wins. That's fair.
Let's flip.
Heads it is. Hey, you just won yourself a free ride.
Awesome. Thanks for giving us a chance for a free ride, Lucky.
We Arcadians love games of chance. We never lie or cheat. That's why our fair city is such a popular place. At least it used to be. There's a rumor going around that our games aren't fair, that we're cheating. Folks aren't winning as much as they used to. But the idea! Unfair games in our fair city?
Well, we didn't really come here to play games. We're looking for our friend Digit.
Digit?
Yeah. Cute, metallic, bird-like guy. Maybe you've seen him.
Boyd-like guy, huh? Sorry. Maybe Grubby has.
Step right up, Grubby's Wacky Worms. Pick a worm, win a hat. Where is everybody?
So how do you tell if a game is really fair?
We have this little rap. To be sure it's fair, look at the game. Everyone's chance of winning must be the same.
That's cool. Like the coin flip. Either you or I could have won.
This cotton candy is better than donuts.
Hey, you see who I see?
Those rotten kids. We better tell the boss.
Hey, Lucky, you bring me some customers? It's really slow.
Nah, these guys are looking for a pal of theirs. Boyd named Digit.
Nope, no birds. But as long as you're here, pick a worm and win a hat. Every game has a winner.
Well, I guess we could try it.
Good. First, we take this empty sack, then each of you chooses a different color worm. Four worms, four players, one winner. Choose your worm.
Okay, I choose brown.
Orange for me.
Chartreuse. Guess that leaves me with puce.
Okay, one, two, three, four. Your worm gets picked, you win a hat. Close your eyes so there's no cheating, and pull out a worm.
I do not touch worms.
Jackie!
Okay, okay. Just this once. Puce! Ooh, ew!
Puce! That's me! I win! Keep the hat, grub!
Hey, she works here. You're in this together.
Yeah, that wasn't fair.
Of course it's fair. Your eyes were closed. Each worm had the same chance of getting picked.
I must admit, he's got a point. Four of us, four worms. Each of us had the same chance of getting the winning worm. One chance in four.
So it is a fair game.
Hey, spread the word, will ya?
Come on, enough playing around. Let's find Digit.
Not fair, not fair! Let me out of this joint.
Knock it off.
Hacker!
Glad to see you got my invitation.
You sent that to me? I should have known.
I thought perhaps you'd like to rejoin the forces of chaos. After all, you were one of my most effective operatives.
Gee, boss, you'd really take me back?
Never! But I will find out what price Motherboard will pay to get you back.
Boss, guess who we saw in the midway?
I give up. Frosty the Snowman.
No, those meddling kids.
Even better, I'll snare them like I did Bird Brain here.
Ha 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 ha.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry. We thought you were someone else.
Oh, that's okay. Say, wish me luck.
Yippee!
What kind of game is this?
Our Fair City's most famous game, Pure Chance. Okay, listen, two doors, both exactly the same. One leads to a day of free rides, right? The other, right into cyberspace there. But which door goes where, huh?
Cool, the chances of winning and losing are the same, one out of two, just like the coin flip.
But what if Digit tried it and picked the wrong door? And what if he's drifting aimlessly out there? What if?
Chill, Jackie, okay? We'll find him. I'm beginning to smell something. If there are unfair games here, why? Let's analyze this. Why would somebody want the games to be unfair?
So people don't come here anymore?
Exactly.
That would be a disaster.
Or chaos. And where there's chaos,
there's Hacker.
Hacker? That no-good double-dealing cyborg who's trying to take over cyberspace?
That's him. The way I figure it, if we find an unfair game, we'll probably find Hacker.
Find Hacker, and I bet we find Digit.
I can't wait till we wreak chaos somewhere else. This outfit's killing me.
Harry, I know what you mean. I can't do a thing with my hair.
You know, Buzz, you want to put your hair in one of those French knots. A classy look for a classy lady.
Gee, you think?
What does he know about hairdos?
You kidding? I used to have my own salon, Digit Stews. Lean back against the cage, and I'll make you beautiful.
Hey, I can't see.
Me either.
Calm down, calm down. It's all part of the French knot thing. The perm that makes you squirm.
You wouldn't be pulling a fast one now, would you?
Me? Are you kidding? I'm locked up. What can I do?
How long do we stay like this?
Oh, 5-10 minutes ought to do it.
Squares is the name, squares is the game. 9 of them to be exact. Count them, 9. 3 starfish, 3 cows, 3 airplanes, 3 times 3, 9. All right, who wants to play?
I do.
Matt, wait! I just checked out the Tilting Toppling Towers game.
Well, is it crooked?
Very funny. But no, it's strictly on the level. Fair. Same with topple 'em and turn 'em. Fair and square.
Let's try this one. What do we have to do to win?
Well, it's easy. Pick the winning square, win a feathered hat.
Okay. I pick the cow.
I pick the starfish. And this game, I plan to win.
Guess that leaves me the airplane.
Now I shuffle the squares.
Hey, you're mixing them up.
Right, turn over a square, young lady, and see who the winner is.
Starfish, looking for a starfish. Oh, man, airplane. Oh, lucky one again. You sure you're on our side?
Yeah, how do we know this game is fair?
Remember to rap.
To be sure it's fair, look at the game. Everyone's chance of winning must be the same.
All right, here, let me prove it to you. Don't want you to think we cheated or anything. Okay, what do you see?
3 starfish.
3 cows.
And 3 airplanes.
Right! 3 of each. 9 different squares, but only 3 different choices you can make.
Wait a sec. Let me think here. When I picked the starfish, I had 3 out of 9 chances to win. 1, 2, 3. That doesn't seem fair.
Sure it is. There's only 3 different choices. 3 out of 9 is the same as 1 out of 3. 3 chances, 3 players means...
each of us had the same chance of winning.
And equal chances means...
another fair game. Maybe Motherboard got this one wrong.
I gotta take a breather. Being a good guy is hard.
Sorry, big guy.
There he is.
Jackie, the nice spot, wait!
What if we're too late? What if we never see Digit again? Poor Dig. Out there all alone, holding on for dear life. Bumpa!
Well, well, well. Look what we caught.
Hey, boss. It's the kids.
Just in time.
Now, really in that troublesome trio, like unsuspecting fish. Get up on that perch.
Right, boss. Right away. Up I go.
Would nice kiddies like to play games with Madame Incognita?
We're looking for a very special kind of game.
Hey!
Watch it. I mean, watch, Madame, and show you a special game. The game is called Four Zergens in Hat. Four Zergens. And number one, two, three, four. Z. Matrix. Pick two Zergens from hat at same time. Multiply the two numbers. If answer is even number, kiddies lose. Odd number, kiddies win. And Katrina, take dip in water.
Ew! That water's disgusting.
What if we lose?
Then you take a dip in the water. You play.
Hold on a sec. What do you think, Lucky?
I've never played this game before.
Well, someone has to. I'll play.
Splendid! Take seat, my charming assistant. Get odd number. This cutie hat is yours. No biggie.
No problem. Oh, no. 1 times 4 is 4, an even number.
Oh, too bad. You lose.
Maddie?
Digit!
We want our friend back now!
Ooh, Kitty's upset. Do you want to play again?
We should have given this game a fairness check before Matt played.
We'll be right back.
Madame Anne be waiting.
The only way to find out if this game is really fair is to figure out if everyone's chance of winning is the same.
While you do that, I'll nose around for Matt.
We need to know how many pairs turn out odd and how many turn out even.
Let's say we pick a 1. That means the other number could be a 2, a 3, or a 4.
Cool. Now what?
Well, if we pick a 2, what other numbers go with it? A 2 and a 1, we've already got that.
So the other pairs are a 2, 3, and a 2, 4. And what if we picked a 3 first?
Then the only pair we don't have is a 3 and a 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there are only 6 different combinations.
So, like in the game, let's multiply the pairs of numbers and see how many come out odd and how many come out even.
2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 12. Look! 5 of the 6 pairs come out even.
And only 1 pair comes out odd. Since we win when the answer's odd, we only have 1 chance out of 6 of winning.
And Madame has 5 chances out of 6 of winning.
That's not only unfair, it sounds like a trick.
And that means hacker.
Well, what do we do now?
Stall as long as we can. Maybe Lucky will get lucky and find Matt.
Right. You thinking what I'm thinking?
Yep. Trick the trickster.
So, nice kiddies, ready to play?
Under one condition.
You get on the perch next to me.
You want me on perch with you?
A trap door.
Madam is losing patience. I did what you asked. Pick the seconds.
The thing is, Madam, and we've been...
looking at games all
night. Who cares? Hurry up.
Okay, same as before. If the answer is even, the picker goes in the water. And this time, you pick.
Me?
Madame N want to play?
I want odd.
You take even or no deal?
All right, even.
The chances I take to get my hands on these kids.
A three and a one. One times three is three. Three is odd. I win. You go in the water.
Not so fast. Three times four is 12. Sorry, you go in the water.
Bye-bye, bad guy.
I'm boss! Get off of me!
Hey, guys.
Matt, Digit!
Follow me. We'll fill you in later.
Faster, you fools! Faster!
Oh, what a game!
They must have gone into pure chance.
Yeah, that's where they went. Pure chance. Right inside.
One door gets you a day of free rides. The other gives you a fast trip to nowhere. Let me see. Which door shall I choose?
Come on, pick that one, boss. Oh, no, mine.
No, doubt about it.
Silence! I'll make the choice, you maladroit melonheads. What's this? A clue?
Such foolish children. How dare they think they can outsmart the hacker? Step lively, boys.
It worked, Matt! We never played Pure Chance, but Hacker sure thought we did.
Yeah, he fell for it hook, line, and yo-yo.
Yeah, but I don't get it. How did you know which door would zap the hacker into cyberspace?
I didn't, but there were only two possibilities, so I took a chance, and we won!
Hacker took the same chance, and he lost.
To be sure it's fair, look at the game. Everyone's chance of winning must be the same. It works!
And that's what Off-Air City is all about.
Any chance you'll come back and visit?
Probability? Very, very high. Ha ha!